Praise the Lord, everyone. God is truly good. He is faithful, He is righteous, and He is just. And we've only come here to give Him glory. So if we could, just for a moment, if we could lift up our hands, and let's push aside everything out of our minds of the day and anything else. And let's just lift up our hands and open up our spirits and say, Lord, speak to our hearts this morning. God, speak to us. Give us guidance and direction. Lord, we have come here to worship You. There's no other name above the name of the Lord Jesus. There's no other name among men whereby we must be saved. I pray this morning that You would give clarity, that You would give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and revelation to Your people. I pray, Lord, that Your Spirit would be poured out. I pray, Lord, that healing would be released. I pray, Lord, that people would come to an understanding of who You are, Lord Jesus. It's all about You. It's all about Your kingdom. It's all about following Your commandments. It's all about loving You. And we worship You this morning. We lift up our voices to You and say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is such a sweet presence of the Lord in this place. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I don't care what you've come with. I don't care the problems, the issues. I don't care from what nation, what culture, anything where you've come. Jesus is here and He will not discriminate against you. It does not matter who you are, where you've come from, what you've done. Jesus is here to guide and help and deliver all people. Amen? Amen. God is truly good. As you turn to Genesis chapter 9. Verse 1, I want to give honor to the Greeleys and also Pastor Dyke and his family. I thank them all for all that they've allowed me to just be in their lives. Over the years, they've been very influential in my life from different conversations we've had. I remember when you came to Bridgeport and we set up that tent. It was like different words of wisdom that he was able to pour into me. You have good leadership. And I don't just say that just being polite. You have good leadership. They love you. I feel unity. I feel a peace in this house. And God is continuing to guide us. I pray for this area consistently. And God is doing a work in this area. God is ready to begin to raise up men and women, not only in this city, but beyond, to continue to prepare them for the harvest that is coming in. God is reaching into highways and byways and hedges and bar rooms and all kind of places. And He's calling people out to come to Him. He's calling all those who have lived in darkness and confusion to begin to come to the light. And He will use anyone who will make themselves available. It doesn't matter. If you just received the Holy Ghost today, He will use you tomorrow to begin to affect souls. God does not put limitations on you when you do not put limitations on Him. And when you obey His word and follow His commandments, don't put limitations on yourself. Young people, do not put limitations on yourself. Elders, don't even put limitations on yourself. When we limit ourselves, we limit what God can do through us. And you could affect one soul's life who could be someone who goes into a foreign land and helps win that nation. Do not limit what God can do through you. The Bible says, I'm going to read two passages, first in Genesis 9 and then Genesis 11, and you can be seated. Starting at verse 1, it says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." He gave them a commandment. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. "And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered." God gave a commandment. And when you follow that commandment, then the fear of the Lord rests upon everything else because you are in proper alignment. Genesis 11, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. That's hard for us to believe. Coming from Brazil where they spoke Portuguese, it is hard to believe. But the whole earth, no matter where you went, you could communicate easily without effort. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, they begin to have conversations and get together. Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they made brick for stone, and slime they made for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. What was God's commandment? To go out and multiply and replenish the earth. But yet in this one moment when they began to talk amongst themselves and get their own ideas and imaginations in their heart, they said, let us make a name and stay right here and build a tower so we are not scattered. Contrary to what God had asked. I want to speak to you today on united and divided. Father, I pray over our hearts and minds. God, I pray over every soul that you have ordained to be in this room in this moment. God, I pray that you would not only speak to their ears, but to their spirits and to their souls. God, I pray that you would challenge every one of us, including myself, God. Use me as a vessel to clearly speak your word and no more. But help us to receive the word. Help us not to be hearers of the word only, but doers of your word. I pray a liberty and a freedom over your people today. That God, when they hear that word, they would respond to that word. And they would give you that which you desire of them today. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Very clearly, the Lord spoke to them and told them, I'm giving you a commandment because of sin that happened on the earth in judgment, which wiped away all of humanity on the earth except 8 souls. God gave them a very clear commandment. I want you to go out and replenish the earth. I want you to spread out. I don't want you to stay in one location because there was people everywhere that I destroyed because of sin. So from the very beginning, because of the sin of Adam and Eve in the garden, it affected all of humanity. And judgment came because of disobedience of all of humanity. Everyone has a choice. Say, I have a choice. And from that moment, God destroyed humanity except 8 souls, Noah and his family, who found grace in his eyes. And you see, God said, I want you now to go out and replenish the earth. I want you to go out into the lands, your families, your kindreds, all of them. They'll repopulate. But I want you to go out and replenish the land. And as we continue to read in that passage, he gave them that commandment. And they began to do that. They began to grow. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, they had daughters and sons, and they had children who they then created families in different places. They began to spread out. And if you read in Genesis 10, it will begin to tell you all the different families and all the different cities they began to build. But it only takes one. It only takes one. Because there was a man named Nimrod who came from Ham. And the Bible says that he gathered around with those of his people and he began to say, you know what? Let's stay here and let's build a city and a tower that will reach unto heaven. You see, it only takes one person to begin to get in their heart and in your spirit. I know God said this, but this situation here looks too good. I want to stay right here. And you see, he began to talk to others. You see, when you began to talk to others outside of what God has spoken, what happens is it starts to fester in you imaginations of things. It starts to trigger in your mind, well, maybe if I do this, it's okay. And maybe if I do that, it's all right. You've got to understand this. We have got to obey the commandments of the Lord. The Lord said in His Word, if you love me, obey my commandments. They had seen, they understood from the stories of Noah. They seen the results from all around. The world had been destroyed. They got it firsthand. It wasn't just like way down the line. It would literally be like me telling Declan and then Declan telling his kids. They heard and understood. There's not a lot of people around here. Something has happened. But yet within his mind and heart, because sin is all about choices. And he began to just live upon those choices. And as he began to think over these things, he began to talk with others in his family. He began to talk with maybe his wife or his kids. Began to talk with his cousins. Began to talk with those around. Let's begin to build us. Let's begin to go against the things of God. Because our lives need to be more convenient. I'm tired of going further out. I'm tired of walking and doing this and that. And many of us have said, God, I'm tired. You've asked me to do this, but I'm tired. Tired of doing these things. I just want to settle. I just want to build my life right here. And that's what he began to say. And here's a beautiful, well, not really a beautiful thing. It's beautiful in one sense, but ugly in another. The Bible says this. It says all of them began to be united in this goal. You see, unity is a beautiful thing, but you've got to make sure you're united with God's word as well as being united together. If you're not united to God's word, but you're united here, this is what's going to happen. Let me speak to you. Also in Genesis chapter 11 verse 5. It says, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language. And this they began to do. Listen to this. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. God has put in us to unify. It is meant for us to unify. But we, even our states is called the United States. But see, there is so much division in our world right now. You can look outside that. All you got to do is just open up your phone and everything, especially right now with the presidential stuff. There's so much division. You can go in other countries, division, division, division. You know why it's so divided? Because they're going against the command of the Lord. When you go against God's command, there will always be division. There will always be separation from the things of God. Always. You see, our minds has its amazing ability to imagine. How many of you ever, maybe you're a draw, you can draw good, and you imagine a picture in your head, and you begin to draw it and sketch it and move it, and it becomes this beautiful thing. Or maybe you envision a type of car, and you began to put it together and tinker. But whatever our minds imagine, God has given us the ability to create. This is why we're in a building right now. This is why there is a microphone that amplifies sound. Because God has given us the ability to imagine things and to create them. But yet many people use that same ability to dishonor God. We can use it to honor God or dishonor God. You've got to understand this. It's all about choice. We can be united with one another and united with God and see God's purpose revealed. Or we can say we're united together but defy what God has asked us to do. And this is why nations and countries and continents are at war with each other. Because they are divided against God. They may be united in their purpose. And God said, even in this moment, when the whole world was full of one language, nothing would be impossible to them. Because of the determination of the heart and the unity He put in us. When we come together as one, nothing is impossible for us. And this is why in the very passage when Nimrod came, you know what his name means? Rebel. His very name means rebel. A person who rises in opposition or armed resistance against an established government or ruler. You see, in the Bible, they wouldn't just name kids just for, oh, that's a cute name. Their names had meanings. Many people would name people when they were going through hard times, or they would name them when joy came. They would name them because of things. And this man, Nimrod, who was a mighty hunter before the Lord, in Genesis verse 9, it says he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. Listen to verse 10. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. The beginning of his very kingdom was dishonoring and going against the commandments of the Lord. The very thing that he established his kingdom on was going against God's commandment. We have got to begin to look at our lives and say, have we obeyed the commandments of the Lord? Have we obeyed the word of God? Maybe it may have been not intentional, but we've got to begin to get back to God as a people and say, have we obeyed the commandments of the Lord? Because all because of the choice Nimrod made. In verse 25 it says, and unto Eber were born two sons, and the name of one was Peleg, which means division or separate. For in his day was the earth divided. Because of one man who began to work with people, God separated them all and scattered them himself. Listen to this in Genesis 11. Verse 7, go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. You've got to see that God will get what he desires. Even though we may see people rebel and do evil, God will get the final say. When God says, I have commanded this, it will happen. Right now, many people rebel and can't stand God and won't speak his name. But the Bible declares that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It is a choice. It may not be in the second or in the moment, because they began to build that kingdom. They began to build that tower, and God watched them. God looked at them. God allowed their foolishness for a season. But then it says in verse 8, so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. And Babel means a confused noise made by a number of voices. Because the Lord did confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. You see, we have got to continue to give ourselves to God. You see, I'm trying to lay a foundation for you. God gave them a commandment. And when they united but did not unite with the commandment of God. And many times God has spoken his word to us. And we have said, yes, God, I'll obey your word. But yet we do not obey that word. You look all around you, there are nations and cities and towns and countries who are going against the word of God. They're not obeying the word of God, but they're obeying the word of men. But I'm here to tell you, my friends, it doesn't matter about the hardships. It doesn't matter about the sin. It doesn't matter about the unrighteousness. What matters is that there was a man called Jesus who came down. He was God manifest in the flesh. And he said, in the midst of unrighteousness, in the midst of division, in the midst of sin, in the midst of darkness, I have come to bring light, and light more abundantly. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God has never wanted to destroy humanity. But it has always been us, humanity, who has not wanted to follow the commandments of God. And it's not always easy to do it. But it's worthwhile. It was not easy for Noah to build that ark, but it was worthwhile. It was not easy for Abraham to listen and bring his son up to the mountain for a sacrifice, but it was worthwhile. It was not easy for Jesus to sit in the garden with all the pressures of our sin and our unrighteousness on him and die on a cross. You see, who is Jesus? In John 1:14, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus is the manifestation of God revealed to us. The Bible says no man can see God and live. But God made a way for us. He wrapped himself in flesh. And he came down among men. He said, "I've given commandments and people have not obeyed them. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap my word, my flesh, and I'm going to come down and walk among men and begin to teach them and talk to them and touch them and heal them and show them the way." There is no way we could be saved except there was a sacrifice that was received. And you see, Jesus came in the midst of all the confusion, even in the midst of Israel being divided. You see, this is the thing, and it's been through all humanity, and it's still here today. You can be united to your state. You can be united to your culture. You can be united to your country. You can be united to this and to that. But if you're not united to God, if you're not united to the commandments, if you're not walking in his ways, if you're not in alignment to what he has spoken, then you will always have division. You will never have the fulfillment of what God wants in your life. All of us know this. We've tried things on our own. We've went through places. We've went through situations. We've tried relationships. We've tried barrooms. We've tried drugs. We've tried families. We've tried this. And it still left us empty. Because there is a division. There is a separation that needs to be connected. And that's the connection with Jesus Christ. He knew we were in our sins. He knew we tried but could not do it. And this is why he came. It's the whole reason why he came. Even so, you young ladies could have an amazing future. Don't let anybody tell you that you were not special. You are beautiful in the eyes of God. And he has a purpose for your lives. He wants to do great things through you. You trust in him. Because Jesus came to give life. And it wasn't just life, but he came to lay his life down. You see, what he did on the cross was this. Every single one of us have sinned. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." So our names have been marred. What Jesus did on that cross was he said, "I'm taking your name upon me. And I'm now giving you my name." He's saying, instead of me looking at you in judgment, I'm uniting you back to the relationship and the place you should be. Jesus said, "I am the door. There is no other way unto the Father except by me." He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light of men. And this is why the word is so beautiful, because in Acts chapter 1, it begins to talk to us about this. I want to read this to you, because we have got to understand the beautiful promises that God has for us. Jesus, after he came, he bled and he died and was buried and rose again. He appeared unto his disciples. You see, here's what Jesus did. He began to connect with some around. And he began to unite with them. You see, Nimrod connected with those around, but was disengaging them from the commandments of God. Jesus said, I'm coming down and I'm going to begin to unite whoever will come to me, whoever will come after me. I'm going to begin to unite them to my kingdom. I'm going to unite them to a purpose. I'm going to begin to heal and deliver and restore and wash and renew. And he found 12 dirty disciples. And he said, if you will leave your lives, if will you leave your occupations, if you'll leave your kingdom and begin to walk with me, you will be in my kingdom and you will be in alignment. They united with Jesus and united with the commandments, and he changed their lives. And the change of their lives changed our lives today. Just a few who would unite for the right purpose has changed all of humanity. Acts chapter 1 verse 4. It says, and being assembled together with them, unity. Jesus is together with his disciples. He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he saith, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, and that was to repentance. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. He's given them a commandment. You wait till my promises come to your life. You wait till the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You wait till you receive the gift that I have for you. You see, when you unite with others and you unite with God, he will endue you with power from on high. He will give you the strength you need to make it each and every day. But you've got to unite with the right people. You've got to unite with the commandments of God. You've got to leave your situations. You've got to leave the sin and say, God, I will be united to you because you will guide me and strengthen me. Stop worrying about the earthly kingdom. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will remain. Do you want this earthly kingdom that will pass away? Or do you want the kingdom of heaven? Do you want to live forever with the Lord? Do you want to be in his life and in his beauty? Do you want his spirit to flow through you and feel the joy of the Lord even in the midst of hardness? Because when that spirit's in you, you have the spirit of peace. And this is why many can get through hard tragedies, because that spirit leads them and guides them, and they're not concerned about this earthly kingdom. We use this world for resources and things, but we're not attached to it to where those things are causing us not to be in alignment with God. If you are in that place, it's time to search your heart and get united with the Word of God. And divide yourself from the world. All right. Amen. Verse 6 says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? They were still worried about the earthly kingdom. They were still worried. And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Stop worrying about things you can't control. I'm the one who will do it. Stop worrying about it. But verse 8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Look at that picture. Jerusalem, right where you are. Judea, just a little further, maybe the town over. Samaria, your half-brothers. Half world, half in the church, kind of. To the uttermost parts of the earth. Those that you don't know. Every nation, every kindred, every tribe, every tongue. You will be a witness to me of. You will go into the earth and multiply my kingdom. You'll replenish the kingdom of God by your obedience to me. The very same thing that he asked them to do in the beginning. Go replenish this earthly kingdom. They refuse to do.
And now, when Jesus has come, He says, go and be witnesses of me. Because I want them to come into my heavenly kingdom. And what are we doing? Are we refusing? He said, in Jerusalem, have you been reaching? Do you understand how hard it was when we went to Brazil? No one spoke English. Me and my wife and son would be in a cab, and all they spoke was Portuguese. And you're sitting there day after day, week after week. Everything was in Portuguese. The services were in Portuguese, no translation. And you're sitting there wondering, God, how am I going to do anything? And I can't communicate. And He began to talk to me and say, Chris, just reach for the people. Just pray for them. Just take a track and give it to them. So I would learn phrases and just take tracks and begin to hand it to them. I would pray in the cab for them. You see, there's got to be a place where we've got to get beyond ourselves and say, Lord, this is about your kingdom. Every tribe, every nation, every tongue. It doesn't matter how I share the gospel. It must be shared. It must be preached. It must be declared. Or we either going to sit by and say, no, I'm going to build my kingdom here. I'm going to start my kingdom. I'm going to build my own Babel. Or are we going to build the kingdom of heaven? Right. What are we going to do? The choice is up to us. God wants to involve us in the greatest moment in the whole history of the earth. The preparation for His return. Souls are out there. Souls are in here. And all I'm trying to tell you today is, are you united with the right kingdom? Are you united with the Savior? Do you know Jesus? Have you repented of your sins? Have you been baptized in His name? And you waited for His Spirit to come upon you. It only takes a few to obey. Because in Acts 1:12, it says, and they returned they into Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, and where abode both Peter, listen to this, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, Judas, the brother of James. They were all united. They were all waiting. They did not concern themselves with everything else around them. This is the reason many times we don't receive from God. Because even in the midst of there, our mind is not there. Verse 14 should be our mind frame. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. With the women, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the brethren. They were in unity. Just for a moment, I want us to lift up our hands. And when I want us to pray, God, help us to be in one mind. Lord, help us to be in one accord. Father, help us right now to be unified. God, cleanse us if there's any division and separation. If there's any unrighteousness. If we've been trying to build our own kingdoms. If we've been trying to exalt our lives above you. If you've spoken your commandments and we haven't fulfilled it, forgive us. But let us be in one mind. Let us be in one accord. Let us see souls saved. Let us see all the things that you have promised come to fruition. I pray it right now, Lord Jesus. Lose the spirit of unity. Lose the fear of the Lord in our hearts. Let us believe your word again. Draw us back to the place of repentance and change. Draw us back to the altar. Draw us back to the place where you want us to be. Draw us, Lord. Draw us, Lord. Draw us, Lord. Just take a moment and repent right now. Because God's doing something right now. God's breaking open things right now. God's revealing things right now. And if you will be sensitive to His Spirit right now, He will allow you to get back in alignment with the kingdom. Begin to repent and say, God, change my heart. Change my ways. Change me from building my own kingdom. Forgive me for not obeying that command. When you believe and obey God's word and unite together, it changes everything. When you believe and obey God's word and you unite together, it changes everything. Acts chapter 2, verses 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, say one accord, and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. You see, when you're in unity with God and in unity with His commandments, He leaves nothing untouched, but He filled all the house where they were sitting. There was not one heart, there was not one mind, there was not one child, there was not one woman who was not touched. He filled all the house where they were sitting because they were in unity, in mind and spirit, in prayer and belief and understanding that God was about to do something great. And when we come together and believe that it's not a man but it's God who will fill this house and will heal us and will fill us and save us, then we will see God's power. Oh Lord Jesus. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all, say all. They were all, say all. Filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm going to read this next part, and then I'm going to tell you something that the Lord put into my heart. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Every nation, every tribe, every tongue, God did not discriminate against. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? This gospel must be preached in the furthest parts of the world. It said every nation under heaven. He excluded no one. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus, Asia, Pygeria, Pamphylia, in Egypt and parts of Libya, Cyrene, strangers of Rome, Jews, proselytes, Cretes, Arabians. We do hear them listen to this, speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. At the Tower of Babel, God confounded the language because of their rebellion against His word. They could not communicate with one another, so they were dispersed in despair. But in the upper room, God united them all together and confounded the language again. But they began to understand what everyone was speaking, because they were speaking the wonderful works of God. And when God does a work, He does it right. It doesn't matter what nation you came from. God spoke a word to edify you and help you. It doesn't matter what culture. It doesn't matter what low society of life. God reached and spoke His wonderful works. When you are in unity with God, it brings us back into relationship. It brings us back into oneness with Him. But it's when we're in unity. Please hear me. When we unite with the Lord, He begins to take control. It didn't say they spoke. It said as the Spirit gave the utterance, because they were in alignment again. It was them hearing God's command, filled with His Spirit, and unified together. And when that happened, nothing was impossible to them. Preacher, what does that mean to me? All our lives, we've wanted to find purpose. All our lives, we've wanted to mean something, to matter, to feel fulfilled. All our lives, we've been searching for something that we couldn't quite get ourselves. And this is why, because the Lord has been drawing us. He said, Peter said, even in that room, after they heard all this noise, they began to preach to them Jesus. He's the one who came. He's the one who died. He's the one who was buried. And He's the one who was resurrected. And when they heard this, the Bible says they were pricked in their hearts. When you understand that your sin and my sin keeps us from a relationship with Him, but then you hear, if you repent of your sins and you're baptized in the name of Jesus, the one who died for you, the one who bled for you, the one who wants to give you His name, when you die, you go down into the waters. And He washes. Oh, I remember where I was. I remember I was worth nothing. But He washed me with His blood. He cleansed me with that cleansing flow. And when I gave all to Him, when I said I give up this kingdom, and I seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, is when He washed my soul and He filled me with His Spirit. Because the Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. We can't find truth without the Spirit. Why do you think there's so much division? And I want you to look even closer. Let's go in a little bit. Why do you think so many religions are shutting down? Founded for years upon decades, shutting their doors, giving up the faith. Because without the Spirit, we're only doing it by our kingdom. We're living just like Nimrod. We're rebelling against His word. But it is those who call upon the name of the Lord. According to Acts 2:38, we repent, we're baptized in Jesus' name, and He fills us with the Holy Ghost. How do you know you're filled? By the evidence of speaking in another tongue. Because He's the one who separated and He's the one who gathers in. But He's the one who confounded the language and He's the one who will give you a new language. Man didn't confound. God did. Man didn't give a new language. God did. And He said, whatever nation, it doesn't matter who you are, man, woman, boy, girl, come to Me and I will set you free. And God's calling us today. As He said, and this promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off. He said, I want you to understand there's no one who's exempt from entering My kingdom. All you've got to do is come. Say, come. All you've got to do is believe. Say, believe. Mark 16:15, as we stand, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We believe, yes, I believe the Word of God. Now you've got to show your faith by your works and get into the water and allow your sins to be washed. And you shall, not you might, you shall be saved. The promise is for everyone. But you have just got to believe. You've got to say, God, I want to. You made a promise to all nations. This thing goes much deeper even to those who have been filled. Because He said, you will be a witness of Me in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. There's times when you're not going to want to go where God has called you to go. There are seasons you're not going to want to walk through, but God says, walk through them. And you will find yourself in the same position that Nimrod and all them did. I can build my kingdom of ease and being complacent and just doing what I want. Or I can follow your word, Lord, and come with humility and brokenness and say, God, I put down my pride in my kingdom. And God, even if you call me into a land where I don't speak their language, or even if you call me into a town and a city where I do, I will do everything I can to preach the gospel to every creature. Because even as you gave them commandment to go and repopulate the earth, you gave us a commandment to go and preach the gospel. And Lord, I pray this day, that God, as we stand in this room, Lord, that you would begin to put the fear of God back in our hearts. Where we would fear not obeying what you said. Because we don't want to see the next generation messed up. We don't want to see our children or grandchildren messed up. Because we chose not to be united to God and united to one another. We live in a world, God, of division and separation and confusion and darkness. But we reject the world and we seek first the kingdom of God in all its righteousness. I'm asking you to come. Because no longer can we be part of the things of this world. I don't mean working and doing things. I mean your heart and your desire. Your heart has got to seek the kingdom of God. And allow him to fill you and flow through you. So he can lead and guide you each and every day. I'm inviting you to come. Because we need to connect with God. They began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. As you come and give yourself to God. And say, Lord, you said it didn't matter where I was from. I come to you with one mind and one accord. And I will agree with your word you have spoken. I will agree with it today. And believe and obey what it has told me to. If you haven't repented before, I'm asking you to come. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, I'm asking you to come. It's going to have to cause you to walk through your fear. It's going to cause you to have to face some things today and say, you know what? It's not about the people around me. It's about me getting from God what I want. If you haven't received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I'm asking you to come. And if you have not obeyed the command to go, I'm asking you to come. You see, no matter where you fall in life, there is some place that hits you. Maybe we just need to lift our hands and close our eyes, and that will help alleviate this lying spirit of fear that is in this room trying to coerce people not to come forward to you. Spirit of fear, I bind you by the authority of the word of God and the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have no place. You will not hold any one of these people any longer, but they will walk in the freedom and the fear of the Lord. They will walk in your spirit. They will walk in your truth. I release in this place a spirit of the Lord. I release it. Let it be released, God. Let a fear of the Lord, let a understanding be released, God. Let a spirit of repentance be released. Let a spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the words that have just been spoken from your great book. Let it be released in hearts. Let them understand. Let them be drawn to you. For you said in your word, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. You have been lifted up, and we have declared your name, and you will fulfill your promise. You will confirm your word. I pray, Lord, strengthen these hearts and minds. If you feel you need nothing, I pray that you stretch your hands and pray for those who have come. I pray that you stretch out your hands. But if you feel still need from God, I'm inviting you to come and we're going to pray with you. We're going to believe God. Whatever you need from God, you can receive today. You do not have to wait. All you've got to do is believe. All you've got to do is trust and say, God, I believe your word, and he is faithful to his word. Haremos.